out at the 2025 Illinois State Fair, Springfield, Illinois. Chad Baker for WITY, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Time to go down on the farm, and I've tracked down the dean of the College of Aces at the University of Illinois, Herman Bolero. Herman, how we doing?
Good, good. Thank you for the interview, and good morning. It's a beautiful day, and we're excited about being and celebrating food and agriculture today. So.
Well, I think we can say any day at the Illinois State Fair is a beautiful day, right?
It is, it is. I'm seeing a lot of children and youth showing animals and being part of the fair. It's a wonderful day.
It's a wonderful day.
Always a great time to highlight agriculture in 2025. It's awards and all type of year. We all know that with where the prices are, with the economy, and with relations around the world. But College of Aces going strong here. Let's talk about what College of Aces is currently doing. Any new projects that you guys are working on?
Yeah, well, thank you. This is a special time of the year for us because, you know, in 2 weeks we'll have students coming to the college. I mean, we start classes the third week of August, and that's always exciting to come students. And the great thing is that we continue to increase number in all of our majors in the college. We have about 700 students, true freshmen coming, plus transfer students coming to the college, to great careers in food, agriculture, natural resources. This year we're going to reach about 3,000 total number of undergrads in the college. We have about 750 grad students. To your question, in terms of what the college does, a lot of what we do in the college is also related to research that impact directly the industry, agriculture and food. Great things going on, a lot of AI connected with agriculture. We have a Center for Digital Agriculture that is making major progress in finding solutions for producers that include AI, includes digital technologies. So we're very excited about that. A lot of great things work done in nutrition and health. We got a great Department of Food Sciences and Human Nutrition that continues to make major progress in looking at food and the impact in health. And then the other big aspect is, a big project is something that we call IFAB, which is looking at precision fermentation to look at how we turn beyond fermenting grain for ethanol, how do we use a source of grain or soybean or biomass and transform it through precision fermentation in products that we can use and bring that industry, the fermentation industry and the product industry, to the state of Illinois.
The world of agriculture is so vast, and it's nothing that I'm sure our great-grandfathers imagined with the way technology is. In recent years, the University of Illinois has put in initiatives to try to keep people in state, give those folks that are close to home a little bit of a break if they wanted to go into a career and go to the University of Illinois. One of those programs that I'm sure has responded in big numbers is the ACES program. And of course, that's a big boost and a big shot in the arm, not only for the University of Illinois being a big agriculture school and right in the heart of America's breadbasket here, but you also have that paying back in dividends once those folks enter the workplace.
Absolutely. It's our responsibility, part of our mission, to create our workforce, right? And we do know that students coming to the University of Illinois stay in Illinois. There's a big component of the workforce in Illinois if you stay in Illinois. So we work hard. We had a lot of applicants to our programs. We admit a lot of students. Then we try to convince them to come. For families, you know, it's difficult sometimes to afford college, but we have a lot of scholarship that students can apply. So scholarship is a big component to keeping students in Illinois. But also the constant evolution of our programs is a very good way to keep students here. So we try to attract students to careers that are impactful, fulfilling. All of our programs are like that. For example, we have a major that it combines crop science with computer science. So a lot of students are interested in computer science, high tech, AI, but they can put that back into solutions for food and agriculture. And that is key because it's not only developing the workforce, but once you have the talent, we want to attract that industry to come to the state of Illinois. So we have several programs that integrate computer science or AI or digital data into agriculture, or into our programs. Therefore, the students will come to those programs and then stay in Illinois, and the talent will be here for industry to to also establish itself in Illinois.
So. Well, let's take a little deeper dive into that here. There's so many industries that weren't available 10, 15 years ago when some of the folks that are going through school right now were starting to make those career choices, try to lay out their career path. The drone industry, you mentioned, yeah. The AI industry. There's so many of those businesses, and you're talking about these folks coming back here, staying home, and not only that, but whenever they get done, establishing businesses here. We've seen that just throughout our area in Champaign-Vermilion County with how many drones are in the air, how many folks are spraying nowadays, you know, and doing it in not only an economical way, but a more time-sensitive way for their operations here. Let's talk a little bit about how ACES does that, how ACES is being used as a springboard for establishing those businesses here in the heartland.
So a lot of our students actually are very interested in establishing their own businesses too. So the University of Illinois does a good job also for students that decide to do that, to provide them an education and training in entrepreneurism. And it's really important for them to be able to take those ideas and make them their own. So a lot of our students do internships, so they do experiential learning with companies, and they develop their own ideas for their own businesses. So we encourage all of them to continue those ideas, to establish their own businesses. We're lucky in Champaign that we have a very active research park, and the research park has an incubator as well for a lot of those companies. So leaving aside the students for a moment, we have a lot of faculty that start their own companies through the incubator in the research park in Illinois, and then they become established companies in the state. So we're very excited about that as well. So.
For folks that want to learn more about the College of ACES and all the good work you guys do, including bringing people that weren't even thinking about agriculture into the world of agriculture to work, where do folks find out more?
Well, you can find us in Instagram and Facebook. You can find us online. Call us. ACES is easy to remember. ACES UIUC, Google that and you'll find us. We send a lot of newsletters out, and if you're interested in that, contact us. We want to start a dialogue with you, because for us it's not only important that you hear from us, but we're going to hear from you too. So we like to listen too. So.
Herman, it was great catching up with you. All the best in the new school year ahead, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, and I'm probably going to see you at the Farm Progress Show. So.
Absolutely. We'll definitely catch up there.
Thank you.
That's Herman Bolero with the Illinois College of ACES from the 2025 Illinois State Fair. Greg Solier coming back at you with the look at your Illiana Ag weather next on WITY.